Episode 4 of the iShook Experience, where we embark on a journey of discovery and pursuit of work-life harmony, and frankly, cover a whole lot of topics surrounding that as well. So I'm Chad Nafusi, and I'm joined by my co-host, Benny Rachmanov, CEO of iShook. And today we're diving into a topic that's just crucial for modern professionals, namely balancing a busy schedule while still striving for success. How do we do this? How do we attain what we want and not give up too much and find ourselves with an imbalance? So in our quest for answers, we often explore the intersection of various things, technology, personal growth. However, in this episode, we're shifting gears a little, and we'll be joined by a special guest, a geneticist, a genetics expert, an entrepreneur, another podcast host on the iShook Network, a host of Midnight Markets, which airs new episodes every week. I'm a big fan of that show, so I might be a little starstruck when we have this guest on. This is also a producer, the host of DNA Today. I'm talking about Kira Dineen, and Kira is going to bring a very unique perspective from her background in genetic counseling, podcasting, and digital media, and help us to see what helps her succeed and also find balance in her life. So I would love to bring her in 1 minute. But first, Benny, I just want to say, so people who are new to the show or haven't seen it in a while, throughout this series so far, we've shared, you know, practical tips, insights, and different stories that have not only empowered our audience, but frankly, some of the stories you have told have empowered me and inspired me. I love that in our quest for balance. And we're today going to delve into some more strategies, some more experiences, and discuss with our guest and get some valuable lessons, insights for how to achieve balance, to maintain focus, and just to find success in both professional and personal realms. Because if you have one with the other, you're out of balance there. So last week, if you recall, Benny, I know you do, in our last episode, rather, we delved into the crucial topic of, we discussed mindfulness. In previous episodes, we discussed technology. And so we always leave with action items at the end as well. So I do want to discuss with our guests some action items, but let's delay no longer. Let us bring in our guest, Kira Dineen, just a multifaceted entrepreneur. I'm very, very excited to meet Kira. So Benny, if you want to bring her in.
Yes, yes, my good friend Kira is coming in right now. One moment.
Yes.
We're going to shift her over here since she's the guest.
Oh, man.
And yes. Chad is the host of iShook Experience. So he's on top of the screen here. By the way, don't forget, Kira is a successful podcaster of over 1,700, I believe. No, 1,000, over 1,000 episodes in her own belt.
Maybe combine all the shows combined that I've done. Around there. But yeah, thank you so much for having me on. And what a warm introduction. I feel like I really have to deliver this episode now. So
I know. Plus, Kira,
that's what I'm going to strive for.
You're in the big box. That's a lot of pressure right there,
well,
you know? So
I know. I'm like, y'all really made me like twice as big as you guys for people that are watching the video version of this. Yes.
We give our guests the respect they deserve. Just for you.
Apparently. Yes.
Exactly. And Kira, it's an honor too, because we're on the same podcast network. Part of the iShook family, which is really cool. And as you know, iShook doesn't just have podcasts, but there's so much going on. Benny is the CEO of iShook. He's the mastermind behind it all, Kira. So every day he's coming up with great new ideas, and we're privy to hear them and be a part of it. So it's very exciting to be part of the whole iShook ecosystem. But today we're here to talk about work-life balance. And this is something that is near and dear to my heart. I'm a businessman. I'm a family man. And I work in media as well. And I'm always trying to find that balance while still being successful. And it's hard because no matter what, Kira, there's only 24 hours in a day. I wish there were 28. I could use 4 more hours every day for certain. So Well, Benny only sleeps, 5-6 hours a night. So he gains those hours that way.
I guess so. Yeah. Sleeping 8-9 hours a night, that's kind of cutting into some of my productivity time. But you know, it's like you need that sleep, right? So it's a toss up.
Do you really, as a geneticist, do you really
good
need
question.
That
sleep?
Everybody's different. I'm sadly one of those people that requires more sleep. It's a bummer.
It is. Well, it is what it is.
So Kira, I do want to get into some questions just quickly about your background, and then we're going to get into a few topics. Some questions I have specific for you and even some action items here. So Kira, just tell me, how did you... your background. I know you said you grew up in the Northeast. We were discussing earlier in a pre-production meeting. So you grew up. How did you decide you wanted to even become involved in genetics? What was the impetus behind that?
Yeah. So, I mean, just in high school, I was fascinated whenever genetics would come up in biology. And once I learned about the field of genetic counseling, I was like, well, this seems like a good match. So at first, when I learned about genetics, I was like, okay, well, I guess what you do is you work in a lab. And I was like, that seems fun, but as you guys know me, I'm a communicator. I like talking, right? So that makes sense being a podcaster. But that was the part that was missing for me in the lab personally. Yeah. And my mom is a social worker. So I've grown up with obviously her raising me and having a lot of influence from her. And when I was in high school, she said, hey, Kira, I found your career. And I was like, okay, mom, like, what is it? She's like, genetic counseling. I'm like, what the hell is that? And so, and she kind of explained, she's like, you get to educate people about genetics and talk to them about it and teach them, but you have to stay knowledgeable on all of these genetic topics and how fast genetic changes with technology and news and, you know, all of this new research. And the more I started looking into this career, I was like, oh, this seems like a good marriage of the two topics of literally genetic counseling, or, you know, a lot of counseling is that teaching aspect. Right. So I think that's where I kind of found, oh, this is a great career for me. And I had been doing podcasting, you know, since high school. And so I've kind of just kept that going. So I've kind of had these two almost parallel careers, but they become much more intertwined of just doing a lot more public speaking in the genetic space and the healthcare space, and obviously doing a lot of genetics podcasts, and but then also being able to branch out and become a podcaster in the iShook network and be able to, you know, work with both of you. And so it's really been fun to kind of see where things have taken me. But you know, podcasting and genetics are my two loves. So as long as I keep both those going, I'm happy.
I love that. And so obviously you're very busy. You've got a lot going on. So you're a perfect guest to discuss work-life balance as well. Before we get into that though, tell me a little bit about your show, Midnight Markets. I know you're officially the host. Benny's on it a lot. But tell me about Midnight Markets. What can we expect? What have you covered? What is going to be covered? And then we're going to dive right into it. But I'm a fan of the show. I start listening. Yeah. I check it out. I find myself listening to the entire episode each time. So that's a really great sign. So yeah. Give us a little bit about Midnight Markets right here on the iShook Network.
Yeah, definitely. So Midnight Market is a show that Benny and I started because we are both entrepreneurs. Benny has a lot more experience than me. Makes sense, right? He's the CEO of iShook here. And we wanted to share our experiences of growing our businesses and really also kind of highlight the failures we've experienced, because Benny and I are both very open in terms of, hey, we failed and we were able to learn so much from it and have the audience learn from our failures so that they can kind of skip that part. And get ahead in that way. So, I mean, we've right. covered so many interesting topics. You know, the first two episodes, I kind of think of them like the pilot part one and part two, where Benny and I both interview each other about our businesses and just where we've gone in our careers so far. And we've, on subsequent episodes, we've talked about cryptocurrency, which I don't know too much about. So Benny really like taught me a lot about that, including right. what iShook has in terms of, you know, our new cryptocurrency. And, you know, we've talked about budgeting businesses, you know, the tech side of being able to use AI tools to really streamline your workflow, which I think is so important for entrepreneurs, especially when you're a solo entrepreneur, where maybe you still work part-time or maybe even full-time as you start your business, you only have so much time. So I think using mm-hmm. a lot of those AI tools, and we've got a lot of exciting episodes coming up. There's just, it's almost like narrowing down. All right, what are we going to talk about this week? Because I have so much I want to talk about, but I want all the episodes mm-hmm. to have a focus, which, you know, Chad, for this show, the iShook Experience, kind of similar, right? You're like, we want to talk about so much. All right, what's the focus of today?
Exactly. And thankfully, everything in life requires some kind of balance. So it all blends into what we're doing here at this show and what you're doing here at Midnight Markets as well. So that's great. And that's why it's a fascinating show, because what you and Benny are doing, people can glean things from it every episode, learn from Benny's experience, your experience, and cohesively gain things together. So while you were learning, I was listening and learning as well, and vice versa. I learned on this my own show when I was interviewing right? Benny or speaking in the past few weeks. I was learning things that I then turn around, even some parenting tips, which is not the focus of the show that Benny said, Benny, I've been using them all week. Don't tell the kids. I told them, I don't think I came up with it. So,
no worries, no worries. I just want to add something about Midnight Market. What Midnight Market is really like, my point of doing Midnight Market is all these big entrepreneurs who are either millionaires or made it, they never tell us how. They always say what. And then to get to the how, you're clicking and clicking and clicking and clicking, and you're not really getting to the how. And then if you want to get to the how, you got to spend like a $10,000-$15,000 event just to get to the how. I think that's the biggest mistake that we're doing. Like, and that's why I want Midnight Market to be, where we're micro setting hows, right? And also with iShook Experience, you have these so many self-helps that we're not really saying how, we're saying what. But our show, iShook Experience, is telling us how, which is what I like, what the whole point of this iShook experience and iShook and Midnight Market and the whole iShook network is about. Like, talk about how. Like, what is it?
It's about the climb, right? Yeah. The climb, the journey, that's it. Because so often you hear this overnight success that was 10 years in the making, or hearing a song in the final version, but when you deconstruct it and find out how it went there from nothing in the ether to a final product, fascinating. So maybe that's why I have been so enamored by the Midnight Market, because I like to hear how they say how the sausage is made, or you know, how the bread is baked, whatever the saying is. Maybe I'm making it up as we go along with the sayings, but of those variations. Yes. So tell me something, Kira, because this is what we do here with balancing. So obviously you're very busy. With the podcasting, you'd be busy alone. With the genetic counseling, you'd be busy alone. Are there things that you do just daily to juggle your multiple roles? In other words, is a healthy work-life balance important for you? Some people say, you know what? I'm at this stage in life. I'm building. I don't care. I'm hyper-myopically focused on one thing. But what about for you, Kira?
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up, because in this year, in 2024, I have shifted more to be like, okay, work-life balance is more important to me than it was kind of from I graduated from grad school in 2020. Obviously, we all had quite the year in 2020, and we were all kind of at home. So I was like, all right, now's the time to just work grind. So I was working full time. I started, you know, after I graduated, full time genetic counseling job. So seeing patients 5 days a week, 40 hours a week, and then also working on, you know, my business, DNA Today, and the podcast. This was, you know, before my time at iShook. And I was like, great, I'm just doing both. And that was the time where I was like, this is what I'm doing in life. And, you know, so for years, certainly, you know, working on that. And I got to the point where I built up my business where I could say, you know what? I can't keep going at this rate, right? You can only do that for so long. I'm 28. Right. So I think in your 20s, you know, I don't know if I'll have this much energy in the future. I would hope, but, you know, probably not. So having that, I was like, all right, financially, my business was doing well enough that I'm like, okay, why don't I step back and go to part-time at my salary job so that I can spend more of my effort on my company and building up the podcast and everything that goes with that. So that's a shift that I made in January of this year. So it's only been a few months, but I think that's just been so important for me and the kind of the phase of life that I'm in now. And Chad, as you kind of said, of realizing, okay, well, what is that plan? Like, what is important to someone now, and to be able to build towards the near future of, well, what do you want in a few years, to set yourself up that way? I think for me financially, it would have been challenging to say, all right, well, let me start part-time right away and just work on the business, because, you know, Betty and I talk a lot about money on the Midnight Market, obviously, because business is money. And you want to be able to invest a lot in your 20s in the stock market and your 401k and Roth IRAs and all of that. So that's something that I was, you know, also focused on with that. But yeah, I think work-life balance has been so much more important to me in 2024. And it's been great that I've been able to build up to a point where I can have that be important.
Right. So it was almost a conscious decision where you said, okay, I've had this era where I've done nothing but work. Now I'm looking for a little balance, and maybe you've laid some groundwork there. So Benny, let me ask you, even though we're interviewing Kira, I'm curious for you, was there a tipping point where you said, you know what, I'm a little out of balance. I know you work a ton. Is there a point where you say, I need to have more balance here and find more of this work life? Or have you just been pushing forward? You're like, I'm focusing on the work here.
Well, so I'm going to drop the previous podcast I had with Adam Susnick, and he revealed that I was a rabbinical figure in the community. And when you're dealing with individuals and peoples, yes, you need that work-life balance, because especially when you're dealing with individuals, right? And as a CEO, you're not dealing with so many individuals as you are as a leader or spiritual leader. And the difference is, as CEO, more or less, people don't want to get fired, so they're gonna wanna follow the rules somewhat, right? So there's a little bit more control there. But helping people overcome, and I think that's where Kira and I have a similarity, where we're helping people overcome their challenges in life with her, with genetics, and people who have issues with genetics or with like one time we had a conversation about childbirth and the genetics that are revolving childbirth, whether there's potential defects in a child in the future, and how do you determine that? That in itself, like sitting with a person, basically getting that energy from that person because they're in a troubled situation. You have to be empathetic there. You have to feed off of that. But you're not in that situation, but you're feeling that situation. So at that time, you're already in an imbalance. I hope I said it right, right? So you're imbalanced at that moment. And now how do I get myself back? So in that situation, you know, I would pull myself back and just take a break. Or, you know, I'm not going to say what I do because I don't want to promote certain types of, cigar smoking, right? I don't want to cigars, you know, I'm into cigars a little bit. So, you know, a little bourbon just to calm down, you know, because when you're dealing with individuals, especially in my field, we go from marriage counseling to life counseling, to education, enlightenment. And that's where it becomes more difficult. Where you're actually giving your time to someone, and it's pro bono sometimes, and you're feeling that energy. And how do you get rid of that toxic energy? And it's not bad energy; it's a person's life situation, you know. Right. And you can only help by being empathetic. I don't know how anyone else can help as a leader or as an advisor without being empathetic to a person's, you know, life situation. So in that aspect, of course, always we have to reset ourselves. And that's very important every day. Then when you're dealing in those things, you have to. And I think that's honestly, Kira, you know, don't get upset, but I think that's why she feels that maybe cutting down on work, you know, but with balancing podcasting and therapy and counseling, you know, with genetics is needed, because where's my time? Where's my me time? And that's what people always forget. There's also, I believe, too much of me is also not good. Right. So it's got to be that balance.
The balance.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I agree with that. And also that I think the concept that Benny's really highlighting here is preventing burnout. So I think with a lot of what Benny and I do outside of the podcasting space of talking with people, that it might be the hardest point in their lives. That's often when I'm talking to people that I work with people that are pregnant, and oftentimes, you know, there's some kind of genetic condition or something that we're concerned about that's really upsetting that they weren't necessarily expecting, and processing that with them. So being able to separate yourself from that and have some way to unwind or vent or whatever is needed to prevent that building up. So that's something that's, I think, really big for people like Benny and I that are talking with people in these really challenging situations, of having empathy, but also being able to have that space for yourself to prevent burnout so you can continue doing this and continue helping people.
And is that something, as a geneticist, you find, are people genetically predisposed to have a certain way they go about their lifestyle? In other words, you see people, oh, they're like you said, some people need less sleep, some need more. Are some people more go-getters? Is that a genetic function, or is there another reason for that?
I don't know if we know scientifically yet. One of the reasons.
Are you saying I stumped science? Did I just stump science?
I think
Kira?
You did, Chad. I think right.
Under
you know,
20 minutes in.
Only, maybe. Yeah, not even 20 minutes into the episode. But I think there's so much to still learn within genetics. It's still, when you look at medicine, it's a relatively new field, right? I mean, genetic counselors have only been around for 50-ish years. So that's not a long time. Right. So I think when it comes to that, we're still learning a lot of how genetics plays a role in so many aspects of our life. But I think that's things that there's got to be, genetics plays a factor, your environment plays a factor. There's this, people say nature versus nurture. It's nature and nurture. It's usually a combination of the two, and it's not really one or the other. But I'm sure there'll be studies, and then we'll have to have another episode about that.
Yeah, right. Though that's interesting. You say it's nature and nurture combined, because I've always heard, right, what is it, nature versus nurture? But then you see people raised in the same household with the same genetic pool from which to choose, and they're vastly different. And you see almost, you see in a lot of senses, birth order means more than how the gene pool is. So, I'm sure you see that as well.
Yeah.
Do you see, is that, so you're shaking your head. Is that something you see when you study it with birth order, a firstborn at behaving differently than a second or a lastborn?
I think I've just noticed that within my own life and relationships. I'm
I have to as
firstborn.
well.
I have a younger brother who's much taller than me. So people are usually like, oh, your older brother. I'm like, no, I'm the older one.
Right.
But yeah, that's interesting. Like even just looking at me and my brother, there's so many things we have in common, but the way we approach things can be very different. And we grew up with the same two parents, we're full siblings, same household and everything. And,
Right.
we're only 2 years apart. So we basically were raised kind of the same bedtime, like all that. Right. But yeah, it is kind of interesting. I think 'cause birth order, that's your environment, right? That has nothing to do
Yes.
with genetics. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's like all
Right,
of this
'cause
stuff is so interesting.
yeah, you don't. So when you're studying genes, you don't have a control in the experiment, because even though you and your brother are pulling from the same gene pool, he's still, it's not a control, because he still has you blazing a path ahead of him to see things. You had to learn things on your own, and so that makes your genes almost interact differently with that. So
Right. Yeah, that's a good
fascinating. I
point.
guess it's a limitation to the genetic studies, because you don't have, even with twins, exact specific things.
I was gonna say
So.
twins is like, the holy grail of genetic research, because you can see, okay,
Right.
the genetic code is the same, but especially if twins were separated or grew up differently somehow, like, that's, a lot of studies. That's why you see identical twins. Yeah.
Right. And Benny, what about you? Do you have siblings, Benny?
Yeah, I'm the oldest actually, just as Kira,
I knew
firstborn.
it. The CEO, see? I knew it.
What
That's
about
how
you,
it
Chad?
goes.
Where do you fall in birth order? Are you an only child?
I have one older brother who was a partner in a major financial firm, and then I'm an entrepreneur. So you see birth order that way too. He kind of went a more traditional path, and I kind of blazed my own, and I could see, although we're very similar in many ways, but we're very different in many ways too. And
Yeah.
we were just having a heated discussion earlier, even though we're now much older. Luckily,
Right.
we weren't here. It would be like we're
Oh,
kids again,
sibling
probably
heated
having a fist
discussions
fight.
are great because
They're the best.
you don't have to worry about offending really. Like you're like, we're siblings. We
Yes.
fought more than anybody. I fought with my brother more than anyone else in my life. And oftentimes there were fun fights,
It is. You can go 1 minute to punching and cursing, then go, okay,
Oh
love you, man. Talk to you later. Bye. And that's
yeah.
it. It'd
What
be
are we
totally
playing
fine.
with now? Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and that's exciting. So one interesting thing that Benny, you brought up, and I want to discuss this with you as well, Kira, is Benny. So you're talking about how a way to relax and kick back is just having a little bourbon and a cigar. And it's interesting because the way you do that, that's in essence mindfulness, because you are taking a step back and you're being focused on what you're doing. Now, most people think of mindfulness as, an Eastern way with yoga or meditation, but for you, a meditative act and relaxation would be having a bourbon. So for me, I find in work-life balance, it's so key to be mindful, because if you have a mindful 15 minutes versus an hour where you're not mindful, one is focused and productive and one is wasted time. And that's a way that I find work-life balance for myself, just being focused. So Kira, what mindfulness practices do you do, if any, and if so, have you found to be the most beneficial in maintaining focus, reducing stress, and enhancing productivity?
Yeah, I think there's so many different types. So it kind of depends on what type of relaxation I need. Sometimes it's like I've been sitting at my desk all day. I need to get a wiggle out, as my mom would say. And so, maybe that's, going out. And when I was living on the East Coast, all three of us grew up on, Northeast. And going out and kayaking. I love kayaking. I think there's a lot of mindfulness in that, of just
Yes.
the routine and the rhythm of just, paddling, the serene, like, my parents live off of a lake and that's where my kayak lives. So that's where I go to kayak. And so kind of having something like that. And I would love to say I am Zen and I'm not doing anything and I'm just kayaking and just but oftentimes, I'm either with someone and we're chatting. I could be venting about something. I'm definitely a venter. Or if I'm by myself, I'm listening to an audiobook, a podcast. I'm an audio person, shocker. But then other times it's like, all right, maybe I just need to like relax on the couch and zone out more of having some kind of show on where I don't need to pay attention and some kind of game on my phone if I just need to like kind of just be not thinking. So I think it kind of depends. And I think it's important to know yourself of what do you need, but also what do you need in that moment? What type of relaxation? What type of mindfulness? Some people really, you know, enjoy having like more of that traditional meditation. Whereas, I don't know, for me, I think that doesn't work. And maybe I need to work on that. But I think kind of knowing yourself and exploring different ways. And all right, how did you feel at the end of that?
Okay, and that's exactly where I want to go. How do you feel at the end of it? Do you feel it enhances your productivity? Are you more focused afterwards? So because we're talking about balance, so after you're having a time where you're taking it back and you're being mindful and kind of within, you also need to then expand beyond the contraction point, right? So at the end of that, how do you feel? Are you feeling productive, enhanced productivity because you've taken this?
Yeah, even if it's like a 15-minute walk or something, if I don't have a lot of time, it's like, wow, you think like, well, if I just sit here for 8 hours, I can just get through everything. It's like, well, actually, if I work for 4 hours, take a 15-minute walk, that next hour, so much more productive than if I didn't. And I think chunking right. time like that is great because when you look at the clock, you're like, all right, I have these things to do and I got to get it done by this time. Even if it's arbitrary, you're more likely to get it done versus if you have 10 hours to do something, you'll fill that time somehow. I don't know, Benny, have you experienced that?
Yeah. Well, realistically, when you pull back, like for example, you can't exercise in a gym for 5-7 hours straight, right?
I can't.
Right. But a regular bodybuilder, even they will take breaks. The muscles need those breaks. What I feel is most people are not capable to have that brain muscle constantly working. You have to be like we know in our community, we have people who are capable of learning for 10 hours straight, even 13 hours straight. Right. But that is after decades of experience and discipline. That doesn't come overnight. Even people who do meditation and kung fu or whatever it is and mental fortitude, like their bodies are put through the extreme to train the body to sustain the extreme. So what's happening is a lot of young individuals are not capable of sustaining heavy, stress levels because they never were trained to be under stress. Right. So I think a lot of the need today to pull back, I mean, we're talking about a side of what Kira and I do, where we're dealing with individuals and helping individuals. I'm talking about just straight up, because that level, that is already something we impose upon ourselves to help others. So we're getting their energy to us. But what about a regular person who's just doing a project? Like how many people can sit on a project for 3-4 hours straight? So either you're an illustrator or a writer, like you have that discipline. Right. But then you also have blockage. Okay, I don't know. I can't get this drawing done. I can't get this write-up done. You got to take yourself back. And I think that's very important for all of us, that if we don't go back, if we don't pull ourselves back, you're not going to be able to come back to it because you need to take that, you know, that break. It's like a computer, right? The computer, sometimes the fan starts running to cool it down. Right. And sometimes it stops running because it's okay. It's stable. That's what we need. Right. We need that fan to run out, to run for us, to cool ourselves down. Okay, now let's get back into the work. And that's really what I think everyone should be doing. It's better to work an hour, 10-minute break, another hour, 10-minute break, another hour, 10-minute break, or whatever breaks you need. I don't think that the new culture where you have game rooms in like Apple or these places, I know a lot of these companies want to do 2 days or 3 days in-person work, and then the rest, you know, remote. Maybe depends on, you know, what it is in the medical world. And Kira can correct me with this. The nurses and the doctors are doing 3 day, 15 hour shifts or 12 hour shifts.
Often. Yeah.
Right. But it's 2 days. And
at, right. Four or five. At the end of that shift, how are they operating? How are they functioning? They're probably there's probably a big drop off after hour 8 or 9. And it could be quite dangerous actually. So that's not, they need to listen to the iShook experience about some kind of work-life balance. So they should. And if you did listen to an earlier episode, and I'm sure everyone did, right, Kira, right? You listened to every episode, every minute, of course. the earlier episodes, we did talk about micro vacation, something that I've been doing for a while, whether it's 10 minutes, 40 minutes, where you're completely shutting everything off and doing something that's super fun just for a short period of time. So you know you can fit it in and you come out of it so refreshed. And you referenced kayaking. Now, That's involving negative ions on the water, which is amazing for you. That's involving being blue-minded because you're surrounded by water. Now, as a lifelong surfer myself, I know firsthand how great you feel after you get out of the water when you're surrounded by it. So kayaking, I'm sure, has a similar experience. The same experience that Benny can be getting when he's relaxing with his bourbon cigar. It's all that break for your mind. And then the mind is kind of recalculating, regrouping, or as Benny says, the fan is cooling off. And Benny, I love how you are, you know, saying how humans and computers interact as well, because you did coin the phrase AI with the human eye, which yes. is for the iShook AI platform, which right. is fantastic. I've been using it.
T-shirts coming soon.
Oh, hey. Oh, I like that. Okay. AI with a human eye. So that does work because humans, they have a lot of similar things. And that's a great way to think of it. Your fan needs cooling off. And I'm going to use that later. I'm not even going to attribute it to you, Benny. I'm going to say it to my kids, fan needs some cooling off. Go upstairs. Yes. So, of course, I'll give you full attribution, Benny. No problem.
But not when you reprimand your kids. I don't want to have
a negative. Then Benny wants no part of it.
That's right.
I don't want to be the negative number there.
You're going to be like, Uncle Benny said what?
That's right. Kids, I'm not sending you to your room. Benny's sending you to your room.
Don't put me in that spot. I already got enough kids in my head, you know.
Yeah, right. You have your own to deal with, for sure. Right, I know.
Why do I got to be a negative?
Right.
Go ahead.
I want to know, because both of you are leaders in your organizations, too. And Kier, in particular, since you have the largest box right here, you know, we're only in the half boxes. You're in the quarter boxes. You're in the half box. I want to go to you first here as the guest. So what do you do as a leader within your own company, people that you work with, in terms of making sure that it's part of part of your corporate culture, part of your business's culture, that everybody has that kind of work-life balance? Is that important also in your business?
Very much so. So our team has mostly people that are on the student level. So they're looking to pursue a career in genetics, and they're kind of early on in that process. Many of them want to become genetic counselors. And so, you know, they're working on our team as a way to get experience in the genetic space. And so a big thing of, you know, whenever I'm bringing someone on board, you know, I make it really clear, like, their number one priority should be other things. So it should be being a student, you know, whatever their social family life looks like that comes before this. And when things come up, hey, you let me know, this is not your number one priority. And I think that's really important. And, you know, and things do come up. You have deaths in families. You have, you know, I know when their finals are. And it's like, okay, then you're not working those weeks. Or do you have time earlier in the semester to work ahead? Or like, how are we doing this? And I think that also, it not only supports the people on the team, but it also ends up being good for the show, because then we are working ahead, or we're able to collaborate in that way, and people can help each other out. And then there's more of that teamwork aspect and developing those relationships too, because, you know, as a remote company, everybody is different places. So, you know, we're not all sitting together necessarily. And I'm someone that I'm like, let's only do meetings when we really need to. So we're not having weekly meetings. It's like, I need to get that mug that this meeting could have been an email. Like, you know, we've all had those experiences, right, over our careers.
Yes, we have.
And so I think that's something that I make sure that all the work can be done in their own time. And, you know, I'm like, hey, here's the deadline. But if something's coming up, you just let me know. It'd be great if you could let me know ahead of time. But I realize things come up. Not everything is planned. Right. So I think that for me is really important, but it's going to depend on the company, because for me, people are working only a few hours a week in their positions. So it's something that, you know, people are more on that level as opposed to being a full-time job. So I haven't ever hired someone full-time within DNA Today. So it's a little bit different.
You'll have to update us. We'll have to have you come back on when you have your first full-time hire.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Actually, better, I want to interview that first full-time hire and go, what's Kira really like as a boss?
How is Kira doing? Like, you know, how's the boss thing going? Like,
she says all the right things, but how is it in practice? That's what we want to know for sure.
Is it just the PR answer? Like,
exactly. Once the camera's off, how is it really? Right. When people stop acting polite and start getting real, the real world. DNA Today version. That's it. And Benny, what about you? Because you work with a lot of different people in all different works of life and various aspects of business. Do you, Do you impart to them and say, I want to make sure you have this kind of work-life balance, or do you just leave that off to them to handle on their own? Is that part of your own corporate culture?
Well, I never really approached anyone towards that. Honestly, mm-hmm. that's never been my, what's the right word? Never been my focus right. to force someone in that aspect. It's very hard for me to get into people's personal lives. That's the biggest right. problem, because then it becomes me imposing, and then I become, as a CEO, committed to their personal life. That's right. very complicated for me to do that, because as a CEO, I think there's rules like how much I can be involved in a person's personal life. Right. With that being said, that's the benefit of having an I Shook Experience show. You can listen to what I think you should be doing off the show, right. and then you take your direction from there. Would I write a book, or would we put like some sort of a booklet out there when we do our 100x shows in the future? Yeah, we definitely would, and it'll be an accumulation of many ideas and many of what we say in the podcast. Yes. But what I would tell everybody, I think we mentioned this in a previous show, don't procrastinate, because when you procrastinate, you have caused your own demise of balance.
Interesting. Okay. So
because what ends up happening, when you procrastinate and you have now a deadline from your boss or from a colleague, guess what happens? You are now creating an imbalance in your life where you got to stop everything in your personal life just to fulfill this deadline. Why did you do that when you could have incrementally done the work throughout the 3-4 weeks you had, you know what I mean? And then finished it on the fourth week, right? Mm. But because you procrastinated and let it go by and you did an imbalance with your life to work, then you lost. You yourself just lost the game.
I agree with that. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Technical
yeah.
difficulties with the light, guys. One second.
Oh, that's God. All good. Yeah. So, Kira, go on.
Oh, I think that's important, because if you are not managing your time with projects and everything, and as Benny is saying, if you're in a situation where you let it go to last minute, you then don't have a choice on how to manage time. You can only do that. Whereas when you work ahead of time, right. you're like, okay, I have these different projects. What do I want to do? How do I want to split up my day? And certainly, like, you know, as you guys have probably experienced, Chad certainly as a podcaster too, of like, sometimes you have recordings that are late and then it's coming out and you're like, I have to do this. But it's so much better when I am ahead of the game. And my ideal is for the shows that I manage to be 2 months ahead of time, where you have the content recorded. And then I can kind of just be like, all right, so I'm going to edit a couple episodes today. And, you know, for shows that aren't live like this. So mm-hmm. I think that it takes away a lot of your choices and figuring out how you want to schedule things, because then you're just forced to do it.
Right. Hmm. To create a new quote that I just got now, for true balance, you must always be balanced.
Ooh,
nice.
It kind of feels a little Yoda-like.
Right? Like
close. Not quite, but like you take out a couple words there and it would be Yoda.
Right? Right, right. Right. You just have to mix it up, right? B at the end, throw a B in at the end and a must somewhere else.
I can't do Yoda's
there.
Voice, so it's not going to happen.
I was trying there.
I know. I knew you were angling for that, Kira. That
I was. I was like, can we set up Benny to be forced to do Yoda's voice?
I would have
had the clip. The short clip would have already been
I know.
Done.
I was thinking, I was like, how do we get a reel?
Like something like that, I got to practice before I even try it, get it reviewed by peers.
Right. Right. It's like when people are like, oh, can you do this accent? It's like, yeah, maybe if I tried for a while and had certain phrases I cultivated. Right.
How does it go?
Right.
No,
right.
I wouldn't be able to do it. I can't do it. All right. Anyway.
So, I like Benny. I like your idea, by the way, not only throwing out a great quote. I also like that the book idea. And when we do get that book going, the title should be Cooling Your Fans, to call back earlier to that.
That's cool. So, that's cool. Right? And we can do like it. And we can use the same title for Midnight Market, Cooling Your Fans. Hence the fans.
Right. Yeah.
That's great. Right. Okay.
It's a universal title. Guys, that's our title. We'll be trademarking all three quotes and tagline.
Exactly. That's right. Exactly. Bumper stickers available at ishook.com soon. So
ishookstore.com. ishookstore.com.
ishookstore.com. Right. So Kira, I do want to go back to something you just touched on, and it's interesting because it was actually my next topic anyway, time management. So how do you set, so you have your week, your day. How are you setting your time management, and how is that helping you to build in a kind of balance? Because like what Benny was saying, if you procrastinate, you're being controlled. If you're ahead of things, you are in control. So what do you do specifically for time management, and how can our viewers implement that to help their own balance?
Sure. So I think a big part for me is I have condensed when I see patients to 2 days a week, and I'm blocked for 10 hours for those days. Okay. So I was like, okay, I'd like to, you know, split, like have the time that I'm working. So I went from 40 hours to 20 hours, but I was like, well, if I can do that, instead of doing that over 3 days or something, let me just make it 2 days, because then it's just like, I wake up, see patients, end of the day. Okay, done. Now it's dinner time. So I think that's really helped to do that. And then for the other 3 days of, you know, the work week, I have, you know, set up a calendar so people can just book time. And that has been a game changer for me, because instead of the back and forth, and I'm sure a lot of people use all these tools, right? But the back and forth of, well, when are you available and this and that? And I'm like, oh, enough. Like, so just sending that to people so they can book that time. And I have it pretty much open for my other days, except Fridays. Fridays, I only have it open for like the morning. So that Friday afternoon, if there's anything that I'm like, oh, this really needs to get done by the end of the week, now I have that built-in time. And if I don't have anything going on, I'm like, great. You know, I can catch up with people at home on the East Coast. You know, I can go for that walk in the middle of the day on Friday. Like, so I think that also goes back to just like the balancing. But I think having set hours where you're available to people and when you're not available, so you can actually get work done.
So putting boundaries on, which is something Benny and I have discussed in earlier shows as well, setting boundaries. And that way people respect it too. If you don't put in the boundary, they can just be all over you. So, but remember, as Benny says, for true balance, you must always be balanced, right?
Yes.
So you have to do that. And part of that is time management. It's already applicable, Benny. We're like 3 minutes past the saying is being germinated. So
yes.
I do have a question, because you combine in your career, your genetic counseling, you all, and digital media, and they're on the surface, two disparate careers, and you've been able to meld the two of them. But if somebody wants to get into both or get into digital media per se, but also have this other career, how would you suggest them getting the two into alignment so that they can work in concert together?
Yeah, I think when it comes to digital media, it's like you can kind of do whatever subject you want to focus on in that. So yeah, as you said, a lot of people are like, okay, genetics and podcasting, that doesn't go together. And I'm like, actually does, because I can do a genetics podcast, right? So I think a lot of it for me was like, okay, I'm really passionate about genetics and I want to learn about that. And I was like, that's something that is a little bit harder to just completely learn on your own. So I was like, in school, you know, for undergrad and grad, that's what my degrees are in. I don't have a degree in business, marketing, finance, any of this stuff, because to me, I was like, a lot of that you learn by doing. I think especially with marketing and podcasting and all this, it's like, yeah, you can sit in a classroom and learn, but I'm like, or you could just go out, try, fail, figure it out. So I think it's kind of, for me, figuring that out. And I saw digital media as a platform to share that genetic knowledge and be learning myself and all of that. Obviously, I listen to a lot of other podcasts and content and everything. So I think for a lot of people that are interested in digital media, and you know, I have, you know, students and prospective people that come up and they're like, hey, like I want to get started in podcasting. I'm like, find your niche. That is so important. One of my talks that I give at conferences is, all right, if you're starting a podcast, you don't just start a general show. Really find what you're focused on, because then you have a target audience and you can really develop it from there. And it's easier to get sponsors when you're like, hey, we have your exact target market. And so I know that's helped. We've had over 70 sponsors of the show. So I think that's just been really important, that if you want to go into digital media, okay, don't just go into journalism. Find what you're passionate about within that, because then you have a specialty. You will be more marketable as someone to hire.
Narrow casting and finding your niche. Yes, right.
Exactly.
Because if we say we're just going to talk about whatever, no, the audience wouldn't even know if they're interested or tune in to find out. So narrow casting, finding your niche is the takeaway there. I like that. That's excellent. Benny, how about you? Because you go from business to media to economics markets, and even, I mean, you have your hand in so many buckets. What do you do? Any advice for someone coming up who's listening to this who says, I want multifarious careers that aren't necessarily traditionally aligned? Any suggestions you have to meld them together to be able to do more than one of them?
It depends on what you're doing. Like, what's the problem? The biggest problem, and this is going to be a mix of what we do with two separate shows, right? The biggest problem, and that's where you have a problem with your work-life balance as well, is that the individual who wants to start something is obviously starting something new. If he's just being a copycat of someone else, then he's not true to himself. No one wants to see a podcast or listen to a podcast of a person who's not true to themselves. Like, you're not going to become
authenticity. So important as a host.
You're not going to be another Joe Rogan. There's already one Joe Rogan. Why would I go to the second Joe Rogan? You're not going to be a Jordan Peterson. You know, there's already a Jordan Peterson, right? You're not going to be a Andrew Cuomo or Chris Cuomo. There's already those figures, right? Right. I gave two sides of the spectrum, right?
So, yes, very nice. Nice balance.
Balance.
Hey.
Always balanced. Right. But they're all good peoples in many ways, right? They all have their own flaws, right? But again, you're not going to be that person. So be yourself as an individual who's creating your own podcast or creating your own entrepreneurial work. Once you do that, right? Like, for example, if a person came, and by the way, we have a new app called Manect. I'm promoting Manect because I'm on Manect, which is a very good product where people can like ask you questions and get instant responses from us. Well, hopefully, maybe you guys should also get on Manect. We'll get you guys on Manect as well. It'll be a great
thing. And that is, Benny, what is that? That's Minnect.
Yes. Get on Manect. We're going to be on Manect. Adam Susnick will be happy of that. Patrick Bidet will be happy. We're getting our whole iShook team on Manect because people want to get answers from us, they can talk to us and pay us, right? That's what it is. Okay. And we'll give them instant access, Manect. Sign up, you download the app. We're going to promote the hell out of it as well. Put our QR codes in it as well. So that's just a side point, right? But in reality is if a person needs guidance, like if you came to me as an entrepreneur or if you came to me as a person, okay, what do I need to do to give me my work-life balance, right? And you would tell me, okay, Benny, this is what I do for a business. This is what I want ideas for. This is my daily routine. This is my project. Or if you give me a detail of this is my iShook experience, meaning this is what I want to do in work-life balance, I can give it to you as an answer in an instant.
Okay.
I can tell you exactly what you need to do. But until you don't tell me, I can't tell you what you need to do, right? The best best we can do is create podcasts and showing how as opposed to what, right? So we have these podcasts that we're doing. You can now take the templates and take the keywords or the key ideas and apply it for yourself. So if you have a difficulty of applying it, you call a guy like me and I can help. But the issue is people don't get, there is no macro template in how to become a rich person. There is no macro template in how to do a work-life balance for your own micro life. It doesn't exist. You need to find it. You need to work it. You know, that's what I advise everybody. It will never exist. You will have problems if you do too much and you're not trained to do too much, right? One of the reasons why I am personally able to talk about every discussion is because as a rabbinical scholar, I am trained for 25 years to learn about every topic before I even write about topics. So in Judaism, we have issues from money, from family, from marriage, from day-to-day life. That's part of our day-to-day structure. We need to tackle them and we learn how to tackle them. And that takes time. Same thing, when you become a graphic designer, what makes a great graphic designer to a low level graphic designer? A graphic designer who understands every industry. How do you get to understand every industry? Either you learn about it by reading about them, or you actually engage with every client that comes to you and you start asking them questions. If a person who's a plumber comes to you And now he's telling you about how his business works. Then guess what? You're going to write details and you're going to design based on his business, correct?
Right.
And then each plumber does a different niche, right? And, or the same thing with contracting or development. Hmm. How do I create a brand for them? How do I create a logo for them? You can use AI logo creation, but honestly, I still will use Ben and iShook.me. Right. Ben is our graphic designer. You can go to his company, Graphic IQ. Ben, I just dropped you, a promo here.
Right? All right, Ben.
And we had one long, long time. We did an episode. We should probably get him also on board for Midnight Market and for iShook Experience.
Oh, he's already on the list, Benny.
Yeah. All right. So that in itself, Ben has a whole explanation of how branding works. And you want a person who understands businesses. And he actually taught branding. He taught in from an old college university in Austin Street that kind of closed Branson North. So he was teaching how to do graphic design, Illustrator, InDesign, Photoshop. He was teaching people how to use those platforms and those programs.
Oh, wow.
Like, by the way, I have a huge, huge affinity for those who are graphic designers. Because for you to be a graphic designer, you got to understand the industry. The AI I don't think AI will ever meet, unless you create it, where AI meets industry and graphic design and branding together. Like, these are three ultimate mindsets that you're adopting as a graphic designer. Like, how many people are going to be able to do that? So my biggest point is, it's not just work-life balance when it comes to physical work-life balance. Your mind must be balanced. Your mind must be organized where you can structure it properly. But if you live in chaos always, if you're always in chaos, you will never have a work-life balance ever because you're always in chaos. By the way, that's why Jordan Peterson and all the military, they say, it's a military thing. It's not a Jordan Peterson thing, right? Where you have to make your bed every morning.
Right.
Because what
you're
doing—
Start your day with an accomplishment.
Not just accomplishment. You're creating order in your day.
Right.
You need to create that order because then it gets your mind in order. People don't understand that concept. If you don't have your mind in order, you lose. You lose your day. And that's why, by the way, religious thing, don't let the morning wake you up. You wake up the mornings.
Ah.
It's a religious concept. That. It's a Jewish concept. Right. You cannot let the mornings wake you up. If you let the morning wake you up, you just woke up in chaos. Because you're not in charge of the morning. You let the sun wake you up. You slept till 9, 10 in the morning. Why are you sleeping to 9 to 10 in the morning? You just lost 5 hours of opportunity of your morning. So you must wake the sun up and not the sun wake you up. That's the reality. And that's what I think is the ultimate start when a person starts his day for an organized, well, life balanced day.
I cannot
drop my mic. It's connected to my desk.
Okay. You should have. Kira, do you see a coffee table book of Benny's quotes, the wisdom of Benny?
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking that. It could be like just the little one-liners so that it's coffee table. You could just pick it up, kind of flip through and see what your inspirational quote for the day is. Or one of those calendars on your desk that every day is a new page that has a little quote.
I shook one-liners.
Yes, exactly.
Benny's bite-sized Benny. All tidbits of his
bite-sized
sayings.
Benny.
Benny. Not bad.
I think we might have something. I love it. And I've said on the show before, Henry David Thoreau is my favorite author. And when we're talking about morning, he says, morning is when I'm awake and there is a dawn in me. And that really struck me with what you were saying, Benny, because that's one of his sayings. There's a dawn in you. There's everything fresh and new. And if you wake up and control your day, it sets the tone for the entire day, the entire week, your entire life. And that gives you that kind of balance because, again, we're saying this is where you're in control versus where you're being controlled. And there is a big difference there. And what we're learning, everybody who's watching this, these are minor things you can do to give control in your life, to give order in your life, and to make an hour a productive hour versus an hour where you're scattered. These are little takeaways that you could take from our show that are real world practical, and all three of us have implemented them. And what I love is we're gleaning wisdom from what you've done, Kira, what you've done, Benny, from what I've done. And anybody watching can take all of this and find tidbits in it. It's like when you read classic literature, you are gaining the wisdom of someone's entire worldview, their entire life's experience in the few hours it takes you to read it. So in the 1 hour you're listening to the iShook Experience, you're gaining from decades of our thoughts and wisdom. And I love having actionable items that we can give and something that the viewers can take away. So this has been awesome. I think I'm the biggest fan of this show because every time I'm here hosting, I'm learning and enjoying for sure. And I do want to, because we're running long, I have to say we're 55 minutes in. It felt like we've been talking for 10 minutes because it's just been so much fun. So I thank you both for that. I'm just sitting here listening. It's great. So, and I do have more questions, but Kira, we're going to have to book you again. Benny, as long as we can cover her appearance fee, we'll get her on again. It's exorbitant and it's going up every day. But there are, I want to give, is there an action item, Kira? Because we'd like to end the show with that. We talked about various action items like trying mindfulness practices, right? Experiment with what works for you, whether it's having a cigar, whether it's breathing, whether it's kayaking. That's something to do. Taking those micro vacations, you will be so refreshed after that. It's amazing. Reflecting on things, taking some time and saying, like you did, Kira, you said, I've been working nonstop. I now need to go a different way and maybe find that balance and set it up that way. Setting goals we talked about for each day. And that's something that people can do. That's define a clear goal, make actionable, reasonable, realistic steps towards it. And just for personal and professional success, that can help you, you know, some of the insights that we've shared can help you with that. And even explore opportunities to contribute to just to raise awareness and make positive impacts in your own community will give you that balance, because it's not always taking, it's giving too, that will fuel you. And is there something, Kira, that you have that's just like, hey, you're watching right now, try this because it's going to be helpful for you? It could be a very minor thing, but is there anything that we can add? Yes.
Yeah, I think of two things that I haven't mentioned yet. And one of that is, you know, we talked about the concept of blocking time and saying, okay, this, that. But I think, you know, I've explored different ways to have to-do lists. I'm very much a list person because when I check it off, it's like a dopamine hit. I'm like, nice, yes. I did something and there's an achievement there. And I think it's really helpful to break that into, like, for me, okay, what am I doing like in the morning? What do I need to do, you know, in the afternoon into the evening, and like have that be, okay, this is what I need to do during these certain blocks of time. So having a to-do list assigned to a block of time, I think is really really helpful. Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, I go back and forth between a physical, see if I can even pull it out here. A physical to-do list that only has so many slots. So I'll give a shout out. This is one of my favorite podcasts. So this was a gift to listeners that support them. And they, and for people watching the video here, there's only a few slots per day. So looking at, okay, realistically getting about five things done a day, and it might be bigger projects. But also having a little work-life balance. Like, did I listen to the new episode that they produce? But there's also other ones of like, you know, did you take a hot girl walk? You know, they make it a little fun. Did I drink enough water? Keep track of all the water you drink over a day. So I think that could be helpful if you're a digital person and you're just checking it off in your notes app, or if you're writing it down. I think either one works. And then the other thing that I was thinking about, Chad, as you were talking about kind of also giving back, you know, a few weeks ago, it was Earth Day. And so it wasn't my idea. It was my girlfriend's family idea to go out on Earth Day and just pick up trash in our local neighborhood. At first, we were looking and trying to find, all right, a different event we could go to. And we're like, what's the point of going to an event? Why don't we just walk through our own neighborhood and pick up trash and everything? And at first I was like, all right, okay, we're spending a couple hours doing this. At first I was like, okay, I could be doing other things. And then as I'm doing it, I'm like, I'm getting exercise. I feel like I'm giving back to the community. I'm cleaning up my own neighborhood. So that feels good. And, you know, afterwards I like felt pretty accomplished. I mean, we had pretty big garbage bags. It was a little disturbing how much we were picking up. But I think doing something like that, that's so different, to kind of just shake up what you're doing too.
Yes.
I just came back from a long trip in Japan, and even that, like seeing a different culture, like obviously that's not something you can easily be like, pop over to Japan. But I think doing anything that's a little bit different to give you a new perspective, to shake up what you're doing, even if that's going out and picking up trash in your local neighborhood. I don't know. After that, I felt very light.
Right. And you felt the balance there. I love that. Yeah. Okay. That's a great tip. So just by giving to someone else is giving back to you. And I also, a whole nother episode, we need to discuss that Japanese trip. Did you take the iShook private jet to Japan? Do you have access to that? Because that's what I'm trying to work. Okay. That's how you got there.
Had the full bed, like, you know, the kind of like Taylor Swift's jet, but a little nicer. So
right. A little nicer. Of course. That's right. So
we're upgrading our jets to Boeing. Yeah.
The door stayed on my flight. The door stayed on. I was happy.
You must have paid extra.
No whistlers were.
That's right, for sure.
They all survived the whistlers, right?
Yeah, that's great.
On the latest news.
So I love that. I want to just sign off, and I want to plug a couple things and thank both of you for joining us. Benny, always a pleasure getting your wisdom and sharing with us all. Kira, thank you so much as being a guest, being part of the iShook network, the iShook family, getting to meet you and discuss more has been a true joy. And like I said, this hour went so fast.
Oh my gosh.
I hope next time I go to the dentist, I'm just going to listen to this episode right? And make it go quickly because it flew by. But I want to say, everybody listening, you want more? Go to iShookDaily.com. It's a daily blog. There's ClickTok, ClikTok. There's iShook AI. There's the iShook.com social media app with the integrated chat GPT. There's Minect.com, MINNECT.com. You've heard Benny's bite-sized nuggets going on with all the wisdom. You can connect with him through Minect and do that in a host of other people. Check out DNA Today with Kira's podcast, 12 years running, award-winning podcast, and also Midnight Markets on iShook, which I'm a big fan. It talks about all different multifarious things about business and learning the journey of business. Of course, check us out again next week, the iShook Experience. This has been just a brilliant hour. Everybody, the number one takeaway for true balance, you must always be balanced. So thank you, Kira. Thank you, Benny. Again, I'm Chad Nafusi, and we will see you all next time.